On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM, and with the latest news for Kent. At 1 o'clock, it's Amante Falkenstein.
Kent Police are joining all 44 forces in England and Wales in stepping up efforts to tackle knife crime. A week-long operation got underway this morning, which will see an increase in stop and searches and weapon sweeps. The National Chair of the Police Federation is also meeting the Home Secretary to discuss the recent surge in violent crime. Professor of Criminal Justice Baz Dreisinger says the government should be doing more to help kids excluded from school.
There is absolutely a link both in the UK and in the US. In the UK, a colleague of mine in Birmingham actually has studied this extensively and shown the correlation between school exclusion and involvement in crime and then prison.
A Birmingham football fan has pleaded guilty to assaulting Aston Villa captain Jack Grealish. 27-year-old Paul Mitchell was arrested after running onto the pitch at St Andrews and punching the player yesterday. More on that issue in sport in a minute. Brexit update. Discussions are still said to be deadlocked. Downing Street say Theresa May and the European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker spoke on the phone last night. The main sticking point is still the issue of how to keep the Irish border open. Conservative MP Marc Francois, who backs Brexit, says it's hard to predict what will happen this week.
I'd say it's about 50-50 that they're going to pull the vote. Why come back to the House of Commons to be thumped again? But what people need to remember is the default position in law is that we leave on the 29th of March.
Meanwhile, children at Herne Bay Juniors have had a school assembly to learn more about the potential effects of Brexit.
People with allergies like me, we would get some medication so easily.
I've learned that if we go on holiday somewhere with our car, you have to get a special driving licence to do it.
They've had a visit from Sir Roger Gale, the MP for North Thanet, who's admitted it's not that easy to explain. A woman's been arrested after a car overturned in West Kent. Two people were taken to hospital after it happened on Five Oak Green Road in Tewdley on Saturday. The driver was held on suspicion of drink driving before being released on bail. A man's been charged with GBH after a reported assault at the Singleton Barn pub in Ashford last Sunday. 28-year-old Tyler Plumridge of Manorfield was arrested at the scene in Hoxton Close after a man suffered facial injuries. He'll appear at Folkestone Magistrates Court next month. Police have discovered the body of a man in a flat in Folkestone. Officers were called to Broadmead Road just before 11 a.m. yesterday and say they're not treating the death as suspicious. After Kent was battered by strong winds this weekend, there's a flood warning in place for homes on the coast for next week. Gale force winds and high tides are predicted. The Environment Agency is warning Ramsgate, Margate, Deal, Whitstable, Herne Bay and Sheerness face the highest risk of excess water. There's also some risk in Dover, Folkestone and Hythe, but it's considered less likely. A head teacher from a school near Maidstone has a solution as numbers show a worrying number of children are having rotten teeth removed. Nearly 13,000 under fives in England needed the operation last year, and Public Health England say most children are eating around 8 cubes of sugar more than they should every day. Chasey Crawford Usher from Wateringbury Primary School has banned the tradition of kids handing out sweets on their birthday. She told KMFM there hasn't been much trouble since.
The children quickly accept rules that have a strong reason behind them. I'm all for children questioning rules and discussing them because they've got a point of view. And if I can explain a clear reason, they accept.
Ethiopian Airlines say the black box from a plane that crashed yesterday has been found. The aircraft came down just after takeoff from the capital Addis Ababa, killing everyone on board, including 7 British nationals. And a recording of the David Bowie track Starman will go on auction tomorrow after nearly 50 years of being stuck in a loft. The demo was made back in 1971 and given to a friend. It's expected to sell for around £10,000.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
The head of the Professional Footballers Association wants changes to crowd control in football stadiums. Gordon Taylor says more needs to be done to stop supporters from being able to access the pitch. It's after 3 separate incidents of fans getting onto the field and confronting players over the weekend. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says Manchester United's 2-0 defeat to Arsenal yesterday was his lowest point since taking over as caretaker manager. It was the club's first loss against domestic opposition since the Norwegians' arrival in December. And London 2012 bronze medalist Anthony Ogogo has announced his retirement from professional boxing, all because of a serious eye injury. The 30-year-old hasn't fought since he was beaten by Craig Cunningham in 2016. And that's the latest. Next update's at 2.